Yes.
Would you consider an R1, the homes, you could build the same number of homes as a duplex, and I can
No, ma'am. I've already lost enough.
Okay.
I would like an R2, or I'll sell the land to a pig farmer. It's agricultural. I think I have done my best to accommodate every neighbor on the north and the south, to answer any question that the county might have had. I apologize for my frustrations. It's 13 months we've been trying to build something. I can build these in 13 months, and we're still talking about it.
I understand. I would be comfortable with an R1. I think it's a residential area.
I think that's probably more compatible with the surrounding, immediately surrounding areas. Like Commissioner White, I think, was it you that said, can't talk, that you that said that on the east side of the road there's more of that?
Okay. It's your commercial development you'll see on them.
I think
there's all kinds of things on Bee Creek Road. We've got churches, boys clubs, self-storage, RV parks.
That's what I was about to state. And Mr. Horton, you've identified a problem that we've identified as well, as, you know, that area is a unique area. I think this has been talked about before, maybe not. But I remember a long time ago, my grandparents lived in a house off of Wabash. I would get on Bee Creek Road, ride my bike. There's no way I'd get on that road with a bike now at 10 or 11 years old. Things just grown. And so I think that you're right. We've identified a problem. And the problem is traffic. Problem is growth. Problem is, and so we're trying to figure out the solutions, right? And it does take time. And so I apologize for that. And I understand that you invested money into a piece of property, hoping that the zoning would be able to be changed to where it would fit what your plans were. And I never want government to get in the way of that. It's a double-sided, double-edged sword though. We do have citizens that we represent, and we are their voice. And so we do have to look at everything in its totality. Do we need housing? Yes. I mean, that's been identified.
Do we brought
need
the report.
Housing? Yes, that's been identified. Do we need better jobs? Do we need this? Do we need that? Yeah. Now, the problem is we identify a lot of things, but we never come up with solutions. And that's not specific to your project. That's specific to county, state, region, whatever. So we identify the problems, but nobody comes up with true solutions. It takes time. And I apologize that we are not able to do it in the time manner that you would either like or need. But I think for us to do this correctly, we would need time. I don't know that that fits what's best for you and at your needs, I guess what I'm trying to say. Again, as far as compatibility, everything around it, except for across the road, is R1. As far as I know, I've not looked at the map to know. I'm sure I can be told otherwise.
Adjacent to, I believe, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Adjacent to my 10 acres, yes.
Okay. And so, and again, you had Crawford's Automotive up north. It was just a unique, different, and now we've grown into what it is, and now we're dealing with those issues. So, please don't take anything personal.
On the need for houses, those that had spoken before, and I spoke with them in regard to this, and they said 50 homes, that would give us more workforce employment. And imagine the type of home that you have said you would build there. And if a couple lived there and both of them, if they, one or two of them would work in the workforce, it would be an ideal spot to get to live right there in this development of R1, and then to be able to go to work and get the workforce, that also would be an answer, I'm told. They said 50 homes that would give us some workforce too.
I don't know that that fits his business model. Is that a fair statement?
I can build homes. I can build duplexes. I wanted to build apartments because I was looking for 198 places for people to live and work close to home. If Taney County tells me that it's 50 homes or agricultural, to the end of time, I'll build 50 homes.
Yeah. So with you just saying that, are you saying that you would be okay with R1? I think Commissioner White asked Mr. Horton that.
I could see 50 beautiful homes there in an ideal spot that close to work.
Go ahead. No, I did want my question to come off snarky. Mm-hmm. Are you prepared to rezone me right now from A1 to R1?
I, one person, am. I think I said that earlier. I could be comfortable with R1, max of 200 cars coming to the road. And it's in the residential?
Well,
Just R1. Yeah, I don't want to split hairs about
it. No, I didn't say
Owns how many cars, and now I have to count cars.
No. That was the way I was looking at it.
I get
versus it. Versus 200 and 400. And
I get it.
No. They could. I may live there and choose to have one car.
Do we need to take a quick, because you have a look on your face that you want to talk to your client. Well, do you want a quick recess so you can?
I'd like 5 minutes, if you don't mind.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all.
That would be okay. Yeah.
We'll recess for 5 minutes, please.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys need a private room? Or you guys just walk out?